tussen, ik vind er ook rooftolk bij. Dus,
hello, test, test. Hello, friends. Hey, it's working, right? Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, can you hear me? Woohoo! Gather here, I mean, if you're too warm, please stay in the shade, of course. Hello, everyone, how are you doing? I'm João, I'm your MC for today, and I'm the project manager for the Trans White Walk, so any complaints, you know who to go to. I'm short, but yeah, I'm sure you can find me. So I have to say, it makes me emotional. I'm struggling to keep everything together, seeing so many people, so many beautiful souls. Well, it's woo! Especially after I was on Tuesday at the Homo Monument, and it strengthened the feeling of we need this, you know. So seeing all of you here, resilient, badasses, makes me so emotional and happy. An applause for you, please. All right, so I know you're here for the speeches, but I want to go through the thank yous before, because without these people, we wouldn't be here. And I want to agree something. We clap in the end, so we do all the thank yous and then we clap in the end, okay? So, first of all, thank you all. Sorry, I'm a bit emotional. Thank you all, trans siblings, for being here. Thank you to the volunteers that put their work throughout the year to make this happening, to the volunteers that build the markets, the volunteers running the markets, the volunteers here with us, making sure the walk goes smooth. To Emmy, the chairperson of Queertopia, for their advice and wise words. For Charlotte from House of Inclusion, that makes sure throughout this process that she was always like, aim high, João, you deserve everything. You and we all deserve everything. Thank you to my... Well, thank you to my beautiful boyfriend to make sure that I would say the right words today. And thank you to allies, because we need you. You hear me? We need you. All right, and now we go through our first speaker. Oh, sorry, I forgot to say something. I'm sorry, the three of you. We have on my right Dutch Sign Language Interpreter, and on my left International Sign Language Interpreter. All right. For the first speaker. So this person is a community builder, cyclist, and a drag queen that has contagious energy. You'll see. They founded the Netherlands' first active LGBTQI+ cycling collective, Queer Wheels, For over 7 years, they have advised, educated, and advocated for better representation of transgender people in sports and everyday life. They helped introduce the first gender-inclusive categories in local sports in 2024. He is a drag king and has hosted the Tea Party at Paradiso. And OG, we are queer face. Please, everyone, a big applause for Sebastian Sutherland. Wow. Hi. Thank you so much, Shao. Wow, what a really beautiful welcome speech. Well, hi, everyone. I first want to say a big thank you to everyone who's been part of organizing, speaking, and volunteering today. I also thank everyone else for joining us here today, especially allies. It's so great to see you here and not just performatively flagging a flag on a pride boat. Very nice of you, so well done. For those who don't know me, I'm Sebastian. I use he, they pronouns, and I'm a community builder, entertainer, drag artist, and cyclist. And right now, I'm standing in front of you, and today I want to say, I have a lust for life. I have a lust for life. Yeah. When I was thinking of what I could talk about today, I was actually sitting in the gym, listening to Iggy Pop's Lust for Life. I couldn't help but feel a sense of something in the lyrics. The song comes from a raw, triumphant celebration of life, kind of like a self-reinvention, and choosing to live after hitting rock bottom. I can't help but find something of myself within that. Maybe that's something a lot of us here today have felt. The fear of being yourself, of stepping out from the crowd, of choosing to do what you need to do to live. But from that fear comes life. And choosing to live your life, for me, that really resonated with my story. So yeah, I have a lust for life. I have a lust for life. And you know, why wouldn't I? Today I'm standing here in front of a crowd of people I love. Seeing people ready to walk together, united, feels surreal and amazing. But I can't help feeling the creeping feeling of why we are here today. Now I'm going to do a page turn. 1 second. I have to remind myself that even though these are the days we can celebrate, we can stand confidently together and we can feel free, it should not overshadow what the vast majority of us are feeling every other day of the year. And for a lot of us, that's fear. Fear can show up in our lives in so many ways. The fear of going to the gym, the fear of being exposed, of seeing the doctor and hoping that they believe you, walking down the street, hoping that nobody stares, of just going to the bathroom. Being scared of the choice to be yourself, it can be all-consuming. I cannot stand here and lie. The world is burning, literally. Our forests, our mental health, our access to food, our access to healthcare, our access to human rights. I hear the pulse of the fire with cinders burning slowly coming towards me. Coming to our community, to my friends, and to the person I love. For many people, it's already here, already destroying lives, taking so much away. The worst part of it all is that people are standing and watching. Choice is a funny thing, right? Companies who 5 years ago chose to change their logos for Pride have now chosen to drop their DEI commitments. Governments are now choosing to openly promote the segregation of transgender people. People are choosing to take away our healthcare and support. And there are entities choosing to promote lies and hatred towards us. That's happening. They're choosing to pull us apart. But the worst of it, and the worst thing for me,
is that I'm seeing people I once thought were my friends, family, and colleagues stand there and choose to do nothing. If the fire is not in my garden, I don't need to put it out. Fire spreads if you give it fuel, if you let it burn. And standing there and doing nothing is just that. Choosing to do nothing means it will spread beyond a stranger's garden, to your neighbor's garden, to your friend's garden, into your family's garden, and then into your garden. Choosing to ignore the fire, choosing to ignore the fight of people just wanting to exist in the world will eventually reach your own rights. If you choose to ignore what's going on in the world, you will find that tomorrow you will also lose your rights. Allies, I implore you to do better. I am not going to stand here and be blind to my own privilege, to how I look now and to how I navigate the world. But I also have a choice. I have a duty, and I have a duty to stand up for people who need it, all people who need it, despite not it being my own fire. And allies, you also have a voice and a choice. You just need to choose it. Do not be afraid. Do not let fear get in the way of you being a better ally. I did not choose to be who I am. I'm sure a lot of us feel like that. Being who you are is not a choice. Being queer is not a choice. Being transgender is not a choice, because honestly, who would choose this? Yeah, well, good, yeah, thank you, yeah, good. Thank you. But however much fear and hatred and fire is burning around us right now, if there's one thing I can leave you today, is that we do have a choice, and the choice is to fight. Right now, we stand a bit divided. We have our own needs and wants. But it is the fire that wants us to stay divided. The fear wants us to be disconnected, to not be curious. It wants to put us against each other, to stop having empathy for one another. It wants us to be afraid, because the people who want to divide us are afraid themselves. Thanks. They are afraid because being yourself goes against everything they have been taught. Our freedom threatens the oppression that their world was built on. Yeah. And when we stand up and are simply being ourselves, we scare them, because it cuts off the fire's fuel and it takes away its power. Right now, we need to do the opposite of what they are trying to do. We need to push away the fear, and I truly believe that we can do it. We need to have empathy for each other. We need to stand together and not apart, to understand each other, that one person's fight does not take away from your own, that we can fight together, and that is what makes us better. That's what makes us a community of people, not individuals fighting our own fires, but a community because we choose to stand together. So I'm going to say to you today, make that choice. Because when it feels like you have, now I'm getting emotional, when it feels like you have nothing left, that we have nowhere to go, we have each other and we have the power to make our own choices. We can choose to stand together. We can choose to love. We can choose to accept. We can choose our community. We can choose life, and we can have a loss for life, right? We can do that. I have a loss for life. I love my life. I have worked my ass off to be here, to stand here today, and I know all of you have too. We have all worked really hard to be here today. So, yeah, and I won't let anyone take that away. And I don't want any of you to let them take that away from you either. So today, let's use our voices and let's claim this space, right? Let's claim the space. So say it with me. I have a lust for life. Let's go. I have a lust for life. And again, I have a lust for life. One more time. I have a lust for life. Thank you.
I told you. How are you feeling? Yeah. Just don't forget to drink water, okay? And put sunscreen, it's really warm. Thank you, Seb. So the next person I had the pleasure to meet this year on my first visit to the tea house. She's really sweet and she's a badass. She's a Mexican trans woman. She wrote the memoir The Truth Will Free Me, received Wing Community Award in 2023, Harper's Bazaar Rising Star 2024, a co-founder of Papaya Queer Tea House and Queer Museum Amsterdam, program maker of Las Americas Film Festival, and she's releasing her next book in November. Please, a strong, strong, strong applause to Alejandro Ortiz.
Thank you. Hola. Hi. Can you hear me? Yes, yes. Thank you. So happy to be here. So happy to see many familiar faces, new faces. I'm just thinking, my speech is a little bit angry, but I am happy. So I hope I don't make you angry. But maybe it's good to be angry as well. Yes. I mean, I'm like... I have to say that... where are you? From a moment ago. Sebastian, I love your speech. I think something that we trans people know is we love life, we love living, we love enjoying life. And when you say who chose this, I know you didn't mean being trans is chosen to be mistreated the way we are mistreated by fucking cis people. So we understood the message. Thank you for that. And now I'm still nervous, but I will read my speech. Good afternoon, everyone. This starts with a little bit of corporatism slogan, mind you. Good afternoon, everyone. I stand you today to speak about unity. The slogan used this year as part of the World Prize celebrations, a word we hear often, but one that demands more than just lip service. It demands action. It demands that we see ourselves in each other's struggles. It demands that we recognize we are not free until everyone is free. We need to know this. We are not free until everyone is free. Period. Also, cis people, like you mentioned, Sebastian, especially them. As we commemorate Pride, see, I'm so nervous. As we commemorate Pride in Amsterdam, here among trans and queer siblings and allies, there's a sense of unity, yes. But sadly, in these fractured times, many of us are going through life isolated, unprotected, on many occasions attacked by the very same societies and governments that should embrace us, that should protect us. My own journey began at a young age. I was assigned male at birth. I never felt at home in that identity. The machismo, in deeply Catholic society I came from rejected me. The violence came from my family, the neighbors, and then a society that declared me a sin against God and family values. At 17, I ran. I left everything I knew behind me. And 26 years later, I never been back. For so long, my survival meant walking alone, feeling disconnected from others, distrustful, and carrying the weight of loneliness. For years, I mistook survival for freedom, hiding, fleeing, always afraid. That's why I came here in 2018, like many others, to claim my right to exist fully. Here in Amsterdam, I found my people among the trans, the queers, the migrants, the sex workers, among the anarchists, the squatters, and among refugees coming from all around the globe, desperate to live openly without fear. In the beginning, this unity that I found was not a choice. It was mere survival. Little by little, I began to cherish being among people with whom I did not have to explain myself. I yearned for our times cooking together, sharing experiences, helping and uplifting one another. Unity went from mere survival to full joy. Thank you. And yet, this joy that I'm talking about feels incomplete. While I speak to you, a new way of fascism is taking root all over the world. Our trans and gender non-conforming siblings in the US and elsewhere are being stripped of their hard-won rights and persecuted. The rights of cis women are now being put up to discussion as well. It was not enough that the right to abortion was overturned. Now, the right of vote is being questioned as well. And the bad news are not only coming from countries like the US or Russia. This very same Europe that calls itself enlightened has created a fortress around itself. Europe, once the gold, the fruit, the oils, and the coffee of the global south, but doesn't want its people, doesn't want us. Just months ago, the European Parliament decided that they too want their own ICE, and is busy building prisons outside the borders to send out the undesirables. Many of them are people who are trans, queer, and gender non-conforming. People like you and me. We cannot claim unity while entire communities continue to be dehumanized, while migrants are prosecuted as criminals, and criminals run governments. We cannot claim freedom when it is tied to our skin color or the value of a passport. We cannot claim freedom while our mere existence becomes illegal. This is why unity matters. This is why we cannot afford to turn our eyes away in the face of injustice against others, because we know that after one group is targeted, another follows. I dream of a day when freedom is universal, unbound by race, nationality, politics, religion, gender, or sexuality. We all deserve to live happy and peaceful lives. I dream of a day when our communities are united despite our differences. We need each other for that. We need each other as friends, as allies, as accomplices in the struggle for justice. Dear trans and queer siblings, dear cis men, cis women, and allies who are here present. We need you. We need each other. Let's stand for each other, not because it's easy, but because it's the only way forward. Divided, we are vulnerable. United, truly united, we are unstoppable. I stand before you today to speak about unity. The slogan used this year as part of World Pride celebrations, a word we hear often, but one that demands more than just lip service. It demands action. Let us choose unity, not just today, every day, with every action. And now I want to thank you all for being here today. Thank you.
Thank you, dear Alejandra. We have one more speaker that I'm going to introduce. So this person is known for a lot of people here. This person is a Dutch author, entrepreneur, speaker, and a content creator. They are known for their authenticity. You know what I mean, right? Humor and empowering message. They use their platform to speak and to spark conversations around self-confidence, inclusion, and personal growth. Please, everyone, welcome Lotte van Eyck.
Thank you. Hello, everybody! Can everybody hear me good, also in the back? Because some friends messaged me and they said, talk loudly. So I'm going to do exactly that. So first off, I want to start with fuck booking.com and Free Palestina. Thank you. And second, I didn't write my speech in English, but in Rotterdams. So I'm sorry for the people who don't speak that. You have to ask a friend who is Rotterdams, yes? Okay. I want to thank the organization for having me here and letting me speak. I find it a great honor. And also thank you for the volunteers for making this possible, this walk, and us gathering together here. So I'm a little bit nervous, but here I go. Thank you. Lieve boeven. Wat een eer dat ik hier voor jullie mag spreken vandaag. Daar wil ik de organisatie hartelijk voor bedanken. Ook al sta ik niet in Rotterdam, ben ik vandaag toch thuis. Na wat er vorig weekend gebeurd is in Berlijn, kom ik hier met één missie. En dat is jullie het volgende vertellen. Blijf gelukkig. Blijf genieten, blijf leven, blijf vreten, blijf slapen, blijf neuken, blijf feesten. Blijf voelen, blijf schreeuwen, blijf dromen, blijf warm. Blijf vrij. Want het leven is ook van jou en mij. Het is voor de masks met grote bek maar kleine hartjes. Voor de transfans die ons een stukje goddelijkheid op aarde geven. En de nominaire dikke parels die op normen schijten. Ik wil ons zien leven. Ik wil ons zien proosten, toosten en trouwen. Ik wil dat je fouten maakt en leert en probeert en faalt en wint en speelt. Mijn liefste, mag ik je eraan herinneren dat jij het leven zelf bent. Liefde zelf bent. Want ik sta hier vandaag de dag niet alleen door de grote namen die over onze tongen rollen als we het hebben over de emancipatie van de queer community. Wij kunnen bestaan door jou. Door jullie. Ik kan bestaan door jullie. Doordat jullie kiezen voor jezelf, doordat jullie door de façade van de wereld heen prikken en daardoor dichter bij jezelf staan dan kleine mannen die praten over voetbal op tv ooit kunnen staan. Jullie zijn kanjers, jullie zijn strijders, jullie zijn de queer community. Jullie zijn mijn familie. Door jullie ben ik veilig. Door jullie voel ik me gezien, gehoord, begrepen, gedragen, niet alleen, maar samen. Jullie hebben me veilig laten voelen in mijn identiteit. Alle trans, non-binaire, non-conforming genderidentiteiten die ik fysiek, online en in mijn dromen en dagdromen mag ontmoeten. Dus binnen deze geborgenheid wil ik graag het volgende trotse nieuws met jullie delen. Dit is de eerste Pride in mijn leven dat ik me echt mezelf voel. Volgende week staat mijn eerste afspraak bij mijn gendertherapeut, want de knoop is doorgehakt. Deze tieten gaan eraf. Ik ga janken hoor. Bedankt voor deze zachte landing. Oké, en door. En dat heb ik aan jullie te danken, echt waar. Want liefste, jij die je leven leeft is wat we zo hard nodig hebben. Jij met al je kracht, je liefde, je doorzettingsvermogen, je tranen, je angsten en je dromen. Jij die simpelweg jezelf bent, is verzet. Dus laten we zij aan zij, arm in arm, samen lijden, maar ook samen hopen. We zijn namelijk gedoemd als we het niet doen en gedoemd als we het wel doen, dus fuck it. Ze kunnen ons uitschelden, onze boeken verbranden, onze verhalen manipuleren en onze mensen vermoorden. Maar we komen godverdomme altijd terug en we zullen blijven bestaan. Onkruid vergaat niet, zeggen ze in Rotterdam. Lieve boeven, ik hou zoveel van jullie en je doet het zo goed. Stop met streng zijn voor jezelf. Stop met jezelf bestraffen voor dingen waar jij en je uppie helemaal niks aan kan veranderen. Voed jezelf in plaats van daarvan goed met vreten en kennis. Neem ruimte in, durf te zijn. De wereld is al zo hard, dus maak van je hoofd een zachte plek en neem dat serieus. Bloedserieus. Daar gebeurt anders namelijk de meeste marteling. Dus laat ze daar niet komen, je verdient meer. Neem je geluk serieus. We weten niet hoe lang we hebben, dus wacht niet tot morgen. We leven nu, vandaag. Dus wat maakt jou vandaag gelukkig? Welke dingen heb jij nodig? En ga daarvoor. Lieve boeven, conformeren is voor bangerikken. En als ik zo eens kijk, staan er geen bangerikken op Waterloopplein vandaag. Dus ik wil dat jullie verdomme dadelijk tijdens die walk met je kop omhoog gaan lopen of rollen. Dat je je groot voelt en krachtig. Dat je lacht met al je siblings die hier vandaag zijn. En we de liefde zo hard laten zingen dat je het bijna kan proeven. Want alleen zo gaan we de wereld redden. Met elkaar. In liefde. Als ik zeg blijf, zeggen jullie gelukkig. Blijf.
Gelukkig.
Blijf.
Gelukkig.
Blijf.
Gelukkig.
Dankjewel, jullie zijn geweldig. Ik hou van jullie.
Thank you, Lotte. So, I guess the energy is up now. I want to give some logistics. Maybe Buck Flamingo, our friends here, can go ahead. Peter, we need to ask something. So, we need someone to hold the non-binary flag. Is there anyone that would like to do it? Peter is there, so you don't need to come forward, but you can go meet Peter here on my left. And we also need 2-3 more people for the big flag, so you can meet him, so just don't be shy. A few more things. Don't forget to drink water again. Put sunscreen. There's an American author or photographer asking for people to take pictures for his book. You don't need to do it. Don't feel obliged, okay? And that's it. I hope you enjoy and I'll see you at the market.
I'll see you afterwards.